We've been looking over the last weeks at the follow me texts of Jesus. The many times that he says, follow me. Jesus doesn't particularly invite people to ask him into his heart or to believe in him as his personal Lord and Savior. What Jesus says is, follow me. Walk with me. Learn from me. Live with me. And then we'll find out at the end of the gospel, he then says, now go and live for me. Follow me. Simple words. And then we heard Jesus say, but you have to take up your cross and follow me. He says to one man, sell everything you have and give it away, and then come follow me. And this morning we're going to look at a one-liner of Jesus to two men along the Sea of Galilee. And with that, we'll turn to Mark chapter 1. The highlight is in bold, but let's just read the paragraph around it. Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he, Jesus, saw Simon and Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. Immediately, they left their nets and they followed him. Going a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat mending their nets. And immediately he called to them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. A well-known one-liner. Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. It's interesting that when we translate it like that, fishers of men, it's the same word that is used to describe Peter or Simon and Andrew. When it's applied to a man, we would call it a fisherman. If it was a woman, I suspect we'd call them a fisherwoman. It was the occupation they had. And now Jesus says to them, follow me, and I'm going to make you become fishermen of men. Because it's such a small text, I want us to just walk through the different elements of Jesus' call for a few minutes. And the first, of course, is the call to follow him. The call by Jesus to follow him is always a call to mission. He doesn't call us to a joyride. He doesn't call us to a scenic hike along the Sea of Galilee. He calls us to join him in his mission of touching the world. The call to follow, the call to learn, the call to study from the feet of Jesus. And following that call, he says, I will make you become. Jesus understands that when he sees Simon and Andrew standing right there, they are not yet prepared for what he is going to ask them to do. It's going to take a while. It's going to take some training. It's going to take some teaching. It's going to take some education. It's going to take some falling down and getting up, trying and retrying in order to become what Jesus wants them to become. Anyone who follows Jesus, Jesus has to work on us to make us to be the best followers we can be so we can do what Jesus would have us do. Amen. He doesn't expect someone the first day they start following to understand
the call fully. He simply wants us to start that journey and allow Him to pour Himself into us so that He can hone off those rough shoulders. He can strengthen those flabby abs. He can give us the thoughts we need so that we can understand the mission He has for us as we move forward. If you have done any kind of training, you know that the trainee needs to put in at least as much energy as you, the trainer, is putting in for them to get anything out of it. To make them to become fishers of men means they have to apply themselves to the task even as Jesus pours Himself into them. And that, frankly, is a little word to us as followers of Jesus. Are we playing the part of the desiring trainee? Are we listening to Him, learning from Him, being stretched and trying something if that's what He would have us do? Follow me, and I will make you become. We're going to jump over the word fishers for a moment and go to that last phrase, fishers of men. Jesus takes their old occupation and now applies it to people rather than fish. What Jesus cares about is people. And Jesus wanted to make them into men who could affect and impact the lives of other people. God's kingdom is about people. We are blessed here with a building and a piece of land worth $7 million because it's in Greenwich, Connecticut. If this was in the home of my first church in Enon Valley, Pennsylvania, it would probably be worth $60,000. And as important and as helpful this is to be a launching pad for ministry, what Jesus cares about are the people in the seats and the people in our community who need to hear the gospel of Jesus. What He cares about is the people in our nation and every nation of this world hearing about who He is. Buildings, sound systems, video equipment, great bands, they're luxuries. The ministry is always about people. Always. And now, that silly word, fishers, or fishermen of men, or fisherwomen of women. Jesus looks two people in the eye, and He understands who they are. And being the masterful communicator that He is, He speaks right to their situation. There are a lot of times with this text where people try to dissect it and say, okay, what does it mean to be a fisherman? And what does it mean? I got to row out in the middle. I got to throw the net over. I have to understand all of that. And while that's all really good, that's not Jesus' point. He was speaking to two fishermen. He was eyeball to eyeball with them, and He used their occupation to explain what He was going to have them do in His kingdom. I wondered about this whole idea of being fishermen, fishers of people. So I looked through kind of the Old Testament, and I did some reading through some historians on Jewish tradition, and guess what? It doesn't show up anywhere. This is not Jesus taking some historical Old Testament concept and applying it to these people along the Sea of Galilee.
This is not Jesus taking something that's embedded in the Jewish culture and applying it to these two men standing by the Sea of Galilee. This is Jesus looking at two fishermen and saying, hey, how can I call them into my mission? What would they understand by way of a call? And so he uses what they are already doing to explain to them what he was going to have them do. Now I'll bet as they're walking along some of those days on the road, those four fishermen hung together and said, fishers of men, what do we do when we fish? And they thought about the kinds of things that they do and they began saying, oh, how do we apply that to what Jesus wants us to do? But it's not that you and I have to become, if you will, fishers of men. Because if Jesus looked us in the eye, he would have used a different analogy. See, that's the amazing part of Jesus, is his ability to know how to connect with people. I imagine Jesus walking up to Brother Angelo. Follow me, and I'll make you become someone who sings my songs and invites others to join the gospel rhythm. That's what he might have said to Angelo. Why? Because Angelo is a jingle and songwriter that connects to who he is. And so Jesus would have used some imagery like that to call him to faith. I thought of a mom. What would Jesus have said to a mother in that similar situation? Follow me, he might have said, and I will make you become a person who births and nurtures people into my kingdom. And immediately, that mom would have begun thinking, what does it mean to use what I have to birth faith in other people? I thought of a teacher. What would Jesus say to a teacher? Follow me, and I will make you become an inspiring teacher who leads people to and educates people in the way of God. You see how Jesus connects to people? Do you get the feeling of what he's doing along the Sea of Galilee? He is giving a word for all time, but he's also giving us an example of how he would have spoken to any one of us in this room. I have some others down there, but I ask people to list your occupations. Let me just read this list. Retired. Okay. But before you were retired, you also had particular skills and abilities. Think about what they are. Hairdresser, bookkeeping, librarian, financial planner, greenhouse worker, psychotherapist, finance, expert witness. Now there's a cool job. Sign me up for that one. Pharmacy, sales rep, architectural designer, manager, recent graduate looking for work. If you need to hire somebody, we got somebody here looking. Engineer, tutor, realtor, musician, mom, children's ministry director, project manager, computer IT guy, rights and clearances supervisor, artist, designer, physician, retired educator, homemaker, student, mom, manager, asset manager, design fabricator, administrative assistant. And we could go on and on. And Jesus, I think, would look at each one of us and say, a different phrase Now he's communicating the same thing. He's communicating that he's going to train us to become what he wants us to be. He's communicating that it's about people at the other end, not a product that we make. But then he would use our language to help us know what we would do and to get our minds thinking about how we could apply what God has given to us to this incredible journey of faith called following Jesus. We have a couple finance people here, financial planner. Come, follow me, and I will make you become a person who adds to the kingdom the values of other people. What do you do in financial planning? How do you approach that? Take that into living for Jesus. Put down ad exec, so I knew one of the band members would be. What would he say to an ad exec? He might say, come, follow me, and I will make you to become a person who reaches people with the inviting message of Jesus. And a doctor or a nurse or someone in a healthcare profession, follow me, and I'll make you become someone who brings healing to dead people, making them alive in Jesus Christ. Do you get the power of this simple phrase? You don't have to know a thing about fishing. All you have to do is imagine what Jesus would say to you because of the gifts and abilities you are already using in your occupations today. To the engineer, come, follow me, and I will make you someone who builds my church by building my people up. Do you get the message of Jesus here? Folks, I'm going to invite you to pause this morning and to imagine what Jesus would say to you because of who you are and the occupation or the skills you happen to have. How would he say to you, after those words, follow me, what would he say? I'm going to make you become what? To reach people for the kingdom. He's calling you. He's calling me. Just like Simon and Andrew. To become mothers of people. To become teachers of people. To become songwriters of the gospel to people. To become doctors and nurses of the spiritual condition of people in this world. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for a man who was so quick on his feet that when he saw two fishermen, he knew just how to speak to them. Thank you for a man who continues to be so great that he can call each and every one of us expert witnesses, sales reps, architectural designers, project managers, computer IT people, retired folk, moms, dads, administrators, designers, fabricators, snow shovelers. Can call each of us to our part in his great kingdom. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.